the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we would delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise.
Sing to God among us some are your deeds. So raise your power that your enemies come cringing to you.
All the earth worships you and sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name.
Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of men.
He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot.
There he did rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house and for all who offered here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
O Lord God, Heavenly Father, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, your humble servants, that by your holy inspiration we would think those things be right, and by your merciful guidance perform the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Holy prophet Malachi, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord.
I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you.
Apostle St. James, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, in order that we would be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray.
O holy, righteous, and gracious God, who has sounded in our ears your divine and saving oracles, enlighten the souls of us sinners, that we would not be hearers only, but also doers of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus says, "In that day you will ask me nothing. Truly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy would be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language. But the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father." His disciples said to him, "Now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God."
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, who by your Son has promised to give us whatever we ask in his name, we beseech you, grant us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we would make known our requests to you in faithful prayer and desire that what is pleasing to you and profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
This gospel this morning is, of course, like most of the sayings of Jesus, completely misunderstood, misinterpreted, and mislived. People will attach the name of Jesus to their petitions and prayers, requests, pointing to John 16, that Jesus promised the Father would give anyone who asks in his name. A friend of mine is adamant when praying the common table prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus," to add at the end of that prayer, "In Jesus' name we pray." And I said, "But you're already praying to Jesus. You already said, 'Come, Lord Jesus.' Why do you have to pray in?" Well, because Jesus said so. It's funny that these same, at least in my experience, these same people have a different take on when our Lord says, you know, if your adversary takes you to court and sues for your tunic, why don't you give him your other garment? Oh, no, that's different. Jesus didn't mean that. He didn't mean that, but he meant this here. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I see. Why is that? How do you know this? Let me say it instead. Because the Spirit told me. Sell all your possessions and come and follow me. Well, he didn't mean that either. Oh. Okay. Unless you forgive from your heart, your Father will not forgive you. Well, but he meant this here, right? Well, yeah. So anything that you pray to God the Father, and just all you have to do is say, "And in Jesus' name I pray, amen." How's that working out for you? Well, then why did he say this? The prophet Malachi, those who feared the Lord, you know what that means? Those who believe in him. Okay? Spoke to one another. And the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written about him. For those who fear the Lord, who believe on him, and who meditate on his name. Now maybe that's the key. Every Christmas day and Easter day, which is, at least in our household, a tradition my father started, we always play Handel's Messiah. And I sing all of it. Which means my kids are never going to carry that tradition. That's right, because they don't like it. But I love it. Especially that part in Isaiah. The government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the outreaches of his government, there will be no end. This is the key. And I believe Jesus says this at least three times, especially in the upper room. In my name. What does that mean? Or the congregants of those in Malachi's day, they meditate on my name. The name given to the firstborn of Mary is Yeshua, Joshua, the Deliverer. Or as we know it better as Jesus, whom the angel interprets for us, he will save his people from their sins. This is, of course, what our Lord means when he says, "Ask the Father anything in my name." This is an atonement request. This is an atonement invitation. That is to say, to ask in Jesus' name. It's not voodoo. It's not incantation, like going up to a walled or stoned cave and saying, "Open sesame," in a word. That's ridiculous. You must know this by now. Anything you ask in the Father's name, in the name of the Son, our Father will give it. And that is simply the whole storehouse of heaven. His mercy, which has some things to do with pity. His grace, which lifts you up to his level. So that when, again, the Father looks at you, he cannot see the difference between you and his Son. His peace, which means the wall of separation is gone. His body and his blood, given and shed for the remission of sins in my name. You know why Jesus calls synagogue slant temple, or even today church, a house of prayer? And you know why Jesus cleanses out the temple by fashioning a whip and putting a hurt on these men? It's because they think that the name of Jesus is voodoo. And all they have to do is say the right words and rub the right bottle and things will happen. They have lost the atonement, mercy, peace, grace, forgiveness. It's no wonder that the disciples even remember in John's gospel what the Old Testament had said about this man: "Zeal for your house has consumed me." Anything in Jesus' name, and he will give to you. Tell your friends what it means. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You stand for the creed and the prayers.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we unworthy servants give you humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind, but especially for your love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer unto you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the Spirit of your grace, Lord, in your mercy. We beseech you with your favor to behold all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your grace, that they would always be inclined to do your will and walk according to your commandments. Lord, in your mercy. May it please you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy. We commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Emily, Charlotte, Evelyn, Brenda, and Esalve. Comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant, the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Is a risen, glorious one, now raise your hand.
Father, bless these, our tithes and offerings, for the furtherance of your kingdom in accordance with your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you have created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Take me the body of Jesus, given over to death for you. Take and drink the blood of Jesus, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take and drink the blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Check it. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Check for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Check for you. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free.
Thank you.
God strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free. Stand for today.
Voice of singing, declare and tell this, utter it to the end of the earth. The Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. Make a joyful noise to God, all of the lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift.
And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Shine upon you and be gracious to you. The
The Lord look upon you with his countenance and give you peace.